This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American right. dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Billy Fish and Sanity. We're almost there, aren't we? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the first break, Andrea Kay is going to join me. We will have some fun, I promise. There's nothing happening in the news today. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There is so much that you can do up there. Also, you know what? Give me your email. Sign up for our email news blast. It's once a week. And is it still like 8,247,000 degrees outside or what? Yeah, I thought so. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We also have a live feed on Facebook. If you head up to the website, I'd love to get your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know who's going to be on the show, what's going on, what's up, yo, what's happening. Can I say that? Yeah, I did. And as I said, Andrea Kay will join us after the first break. You know, there's a bunch, and I mean a bunch of stuff going on today. First thing, you know, in the world of the whacked mainstream media, or whacked news, but I don't know. I guess you can't call it news, right? Kind of insulting real news people, I guess. The New York Times today came out and said that this isn't fake. This isn't an Onion story. This is a real story. They mocked, they were mocked for sending a tweet out that said, "Hey, what's a greater threat to Guam? North Korea or climate change?" I'm sure with the snap of a finger, the climate change would render the island useless, right? Would kill, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. I'm sure that's exactly what would happen, wouldn't it? They're like a dog, a bulldog with a bone. In this case, a fake bone. Right? Climate change is the most, for them, the climate change onion story is the most important thing on the planet, and it doesn't matter whether this nut job in North Korea is talking about bombing, nuclear bombing, several countries, not just one. He's not going to throw bombs at just Guam, really? Now, this tweet links to a story that warns that heat waves and harsher storms and erosion could impact Guam's tourism industry, an important part of its economy. The island of Guam made rare headlines this week when North Korea, responding to a blustery language from President Trump, threatened to fire 4 ballistic missiles into the waters near the American territory shores. Right? But I don't know what you're worried about the bombs for. Who was that? Who was that? The Democratic congressman that was worried that Guam was going to tip over because we had too many military apparatus on one side of the island? Remember him? He was a real. He's in Congress. Think about that. He's passing laws or helping to pass laws. Maybe he's not. I mean, seriously, maybe he's one of those guys that we can count on to not get absolutely anything done. What do you think? Oh, yeah. What was it? There it is. What's his name? Hank Johnson, who said, my fear, just think about something. That man has been in Congress for 117 years, and the only thing he's going to, his great-grandchildren is just rolling, they're already rolling over in their graves, they're not even dead yet. The only thing he's going to remember for his comment about the island said, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it'll tip over and capsize. Which means that he actually believes that the island is floating. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. Right? And he's over there in the Congress, in that Capitol building, trying to make laws that are going to protect you. Seriously. Oh, God. This just gets better and better. Yeah, I think I may have time to pull this off. See, I'm being careful because I want to keep some of this stuff till Andrea Kay comes on with me. There you go, that one works. The college, the new school in New York, has published an extensive guide on microaggressions to warn students that such behavior can be as damaging as explicit aggression. I don't know. I get what. Me telling you I'm going to hit you is worse or just as bad as me actually hitting you? Yeah. According to the guide, even experiences that are not intentionally hostile or physically threatening can be harmful. And thus it's critical for the new school as a university community to acknowledge your work to decrease these kinds of hurtful experiences. The guide then elaborates on what a microaggression may involve, which can include everything from denial of bias. Well, I'm not biased. That's a microaggression. So if I don't believe that I'm biased, I'm microaggressing those who, what? Are biased? Think that I'm biased? And being the target of jokes to cultural insensitivity and encountering derogatory language. Yeah. As a guinea, I was always made fun of in school. Really? You know that old joke, right? How many Italians does it take to unscrew a light bulb? 6. 1 to hold the bulb. 5 to spin the ladder. Is that culturally insensitive? I'm John Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Well, listen. Andrea Nelson is going to come on and save me after the break. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You know, I used to have these trouble on Monday. Remember Monday? All the computers would just go bad and kind of hard waking them up from the weekend. Now it's like every Friday. They're like, okay, we're done. We're working too hard. We're finished. It just never amazes, never surprises me anymore, I should say. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, you know what? We used to kick off the weekend with Xander Gibney, and our prayers are with Xander. You know, he's got some things going on. He's not dying, so I don't want to make it sound that way, but... he got a car accident. You all know that. He's a little sore. He's recuperating from it, so our prayers go out to him. And as soon as he feels well enough, we will start kicking off Fridays again with him. Andrea Kay, though, has agreed to join me. She's going to be a regular on the show. She's actually going to fill in for me from time to time. Isn't that right, Andrea?
Well, no, that was excitement. I'm like, ooh, oh, I love okay. That lead in. I mean, I'm not exactly thrilled that I'm like the backup to Zan, my man Zan. I love Zan. But you know what? Yeah, seriously though, shout out to my man Zan, who we both love so much, and mm-hmm. He's a great broadcaster and media, and he shall return. baby. But I'm so thrilled to have the opportunity to fill in for you going forward and to be a part of the show, because this is like, I was so excited tonight. I'm like, let's get this Friday party started.
You know, I got my disco light ready to go later on, in case, should the music move us, if you would. And
do you like disco? Because I love disco. It's my favorite music ever, even though it was before my time. I wasn't old enough to disco it down. But I love disco music.
Yeah, after that comment, I'm not so sure you can fill in with me. I spent 30 years trying to get disco out of my head. I was a little secret. I was a drummer in a band. Okay, and when they I was. So when Tammy's over there laughing.
I hear
at me.
Tammy laughing.
When they went to disco, I want you to imagine this in your. Well, maybe you don't want to. I don't know. You gotta eat later, but. I want you to envision in your head, I went from being a rocker on the drums to being a disco drummer, which is pretty useless. You didn't really need a drummer. But we had to wear these one-piece jumpsuits. Okay.
I am so imagining from Sly and the Family Stone. Didn't you do like the one jumpsuit with the big natural?
With the big,
did you have the big fro?
No. I had the guinea cut. You know, with the hair. Remember John Travolta? Remember, I had that. I had that cut. And Tammy's over there.
Yeah.
She's done. She's gone. She ain't coming back now. Oh God! Just that. She really see what she did to me? Now my mind has gone all the way back there, and I'm thinking it's going to take me another 30 years to get that out of my head. So
did you do the hustle? Be honest. Don't lie to me. You did the hustle, didn't you?
That was that line dance, right? Oh, come on. Seriously. All weekend now. That will not leave. See? We just lost, I think, 310 listeners. They were like, oh, God, disco, I got to go. Oh, God.
All right, let's get serious, though.
Back to real stuff, you know. Apparently, we're going to lose the island of Guam because President Trump can't keep his mouth shut. And he is, he is provoking... that little Asian leader, that guy out of his mind, and he's gonna fire rockets, fire missiles on Guam. And I'm going, you know what? We've been dealing, and I'm going to talk about this later on because we'll have more time, but I'm going to deal with all the presidents that have been dealing with North Korea over the years, all the way back to Eisenhower. We've been dealing with this crazy country. We had a threat in North Korea the first time during Eisenhower's day, to bomb them if they wouldn't come to the table and negotiate. So they're either going to come to the table and negotiate, or we were going to bomb that little place and make it the fifth Great Lake. And they came. They came to the table and they talked. So, first of all, where are you at with Trump threatening North Korea? Are you good with that?
Oh, heck yeah. You have to make, here is this man who is threatening to bomb U.S. territory, and Trump is supposed to do what? Do a Barney Fife impersonation and say stop, or I'll say stop again? Are you kidding me? And what did he say except, you know, we will unleash fire and fury on you if you attack us? I mean, good God, what is he supposed to say except we will unleash? In fact, it's kind of similar to what Obama said when he said that there will be no, we will destroy you. And Bill Clinton actually flashback Friday. I can't flashback all the way to Eisenhower. I'm not familiar with that history, but I'm familiar with Bill Clinton when he said that, you know, he outlined his nuke deal and said that this would stop North Korea's nuclear proliferation, and went on to say, however, if they didn't honor it, we would destroy their, there would be no country left. There would be no North Korea. I think the difference is when President Trump says, hell, there will be fire and fury, the world knows it. The world believes it. And you know what? That's exactly what we need. The enemies must understand that a credible threat of force from us is credible. Not like Obama for 8 years with his red line and the sand that evaporated. No, they must know. And in fact, you can't really have any kind of effective diplomacy without it. It's kind of like the running game setting up the pass. Okay, like the diplomacy is the running game, but you got to be prepared to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's amazing to me when you look at what's going on with mainstream media. This is a surprise, right? Russian state TV says that Trump is more dangerous than Kim Jong. There's also another story out of the UK that says South Koreans fear the U.S. president more than Kim Jong. And then Chicago Tribune, here's a shock. Chicago Tribune says Trump's mouth is more dangerous than the North Korean leader.
Well, they're crazy. I mean, you know, did Jim Acosta write all those pieces? Because, you know, that's what I'm flashing to. You know, there's nothing. First of all, there's absolutely nothing that Donald Trump could say that would please people on the left. He could say the same exact words that Obama did when he said, we will destroy you. He could use the same words that Bill Clinton said when he said there would be no North Korea left if they didn't honor the agreement. And there would be, and in fact, when Trump came out and said, I don't think I was tough enough, it's because his words were not as tough as Obama and as Bill Clinton. So what we have here is we have a left that even not related to North Korea, but when we were trying to deal with repeal and replace, Nancy Pelosi admitted that if the Republicans came forth with the exact Obamacare, they would say no. So there's nothing that Trump can do. He needs to do what he was elected. Nothing he can do to please the left. All he can do is do what he was elected to do, and that's put America first. And if North Korea decides to get aggressive and they decide to attack us, and in return we must retaliate and there are civilian deaths, then you know what? We have to put American lives first, Joe, don't we?
Oh, listen, but Andrea, I didn't know you were such a nationalist.
I know. How awful of me. Must be my southern roots.
Oh, God.
Maybe I need to get more of a tan. Uh-huh.
Yeah, isn't it amazing, though, that really, seriously, when you want to put your country, when you want to put your people first, all of a sudden you're a nationalist, which
right.
they have somehow tied together with Nazism, right? Because the Nazis were the Nationalist Party, but they forget a little word in there, don't they?
Right.
The Nationalist Socialist Party. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because
right.
you and I both believe in capitalism. Somebody's got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host, of The Real Side on GCN Live. Andrea Kay joins me, as she will be, on a weekly basis. Hey, go heat up your coffee. Get a cold drink. If you're in California, please get a cold drink. Come on back. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! That's not me playing the harmonica, I'm a threat. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Just being involved in the conversation. I mean, seriously, whether you're doing it in the chat rooms, you're listening on the air, you're sending me emails, during the show, I'm okay with all of that. Just remember, I only have, two hands, two ears, and one eye for all intents and purposes. And I can't respond to everything. For those of you who missed Milo last night, Milo missed us too. We missed him. You missed him. He'll be back here. He'll be on with us next Wednesday night, and I'll go ahead and put that in the email blast. But you won't know unless you sign up for the email blast. You just go to the website, therealside.com. You'll find it there. Andrea Kay joins me, as she will now every week, and actually She will guest host the show at times. Andrea has her own show. Andrea, tell people how they can see you on, whether it's West Coast Weekly coming up, whether it's your show.
Well, thank you for asking. My show is the Andrea Kay Show, and it's here in San Diego on AM 1170, and it's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Go to AndreaKayShow.com and get all the deets on that, because it's also on other networks as well and replays throughout the week. And then the new TV show that I'm on is West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay, which kind of explores all the other areas that I love, from politics into, hot topics and just all kinds of, the entertainment industry, just lifestyle stuff that I absolutely love because I'm like a foodie and a food fanatic and just all kinds of fun stuff. And go to our fan page, which is West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. Like that. We'd appreciate if you would like and share that, and you would be entered to be our Facebook Friend of the Week. The show is right now weekly on the Blaze TV, soon to be added on Walk TV. Then October we're going to be on KDOC in L.A., check out our YouTube channel, like us there, and, all the details, though, can be found at AndreaKayShow.com.
Yeah, you know what? I hate you people who do that. When I was in this do business what? Early on, nobody ever told me, just do, like, JoeMessina.com. They all said, no, go do that. Have the name of the show. So now I got, like, 15 places people have to go to find me, and it makes me crazy, let alone them. So you and Xander and a few others, brainiacs, figured it out early on. I'm always playing catch-up. Anyhow, hey, we were just talking during the break, and people, I'm going to start charging for the break time. I think we could make some money at that with the conversations we have then.
Heck yeah.
You were talking about what's going on in Louisiana right now, and the news isn't covering it. You're getting little bits, of news bites, but they're having some issues down there, again, long after Hurricane Katrina, right?
Well, yeah, because, I don't know how many people know out of New Orleans that we're below ground there. First of all, I was born at Lejeune, but I spent, after my parents retired from the Marines, I ended up spending most of my childhood and early adulthood in New Orleans, which is below sea level, okay? That's why we bury our people above ground there. So we got all kinds of problems with flooding down in New Orleans. And that's why Katrina was really no surprise to those of us who live down there. However, what's not being reported is that we have recently had flooding that is not quite on Katrina levels, but second to Katrina in terms of flooding, historical flooding in the New Orleans area. And nobody's covering it. And why? Because the mayor down there is beloved Democrat Mitch Landrieu, who they love, the media loves, because he tore down all the Confederate monuments and statues like Lee Circle, where I spent every Mardi Gras watching Bacchus Parade. And come to find out from my locals down there, my boots on the ground, they're telling me that while the city was flooding recently, same neighborhoods that were underwater in Katrina, where was Mitch? He was off somewhere at some DNC event somewhere in Colorado while pumping stations were left locked up, not doing their job.
Oh, but
it's shocking to, and nobody's reporting on it.
Because, listen, this has been my mantra all year long. It should have been my mantra for 10 years. But, you know, remember, Republicans always wrong, Democrats always right. That's really how it works. Get over it and get used to it. We can't do anything right. And as you said earlier, especially with President Trump, it doesn't matter what we do, we're still wrong. We can do a process step by step that the Dems do. We're still wrong. It's just so amazing to me that hate. And
well, what?
Andrew, that hate's always been there, though, right? Would you agree with that?
Well, it has, but I absolutely agree with that. But what I don't understand is why the Republican Party, here, President Bush, had no responsibility whatsoever to what happened to Katrina. It's not like Bush was sitting in the White House, oh, we got a Category 5 coming up to Wrigley's. What am I going to do? No, that was a Democrat mayor who was responsible and governor who was responsible for Katrina. The Republicans allowed themselves to have a Republican president be blamed for Katrina.
Yep.
Now we've got the second flooding, only second to Katrina in terms of devastation. And the Republicans are silent. Nobody's mentioning it when it's a Democrat again in charge, a Democrat mayor and a Democrat governor, doing nothing to help the poorest of the poor in Louisiana and New Orleans, who and many business owners, you know, Republicans, wake up. There are business owners that finally were able to rebuild after Katrina. Mm-hmm. Homeowners finally able to rebuild in the Lower Ninth. And now they lost their homes again because of a Democrat mayor, and you're silent and you're doing nothing? That I don't understand, Joe.
Oh, come on, Andy. Look at Chicago, right? I mean, the black-on-black crime over there, there's killings going on every weekend. They have more violence in that city than Los Angeles and New York combined. But let me tell you what, it's Trump's fault. Right, I mean, they're upset at Trump because they may not get a grant. A grant in and of itself is something you get for doing something a certain way, but they want to do it their way. They still want the grant money, and they're doing absolutely nothing. How often have you heard Rahm Emanuel come out and talk about what he's doing to help save the American citizens of his city? How often?
Never. Absolutely never. And Mitch Landrieu is silent, and so is the Republican Party, not holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on both sides. Shame on the Democrats for not doing the right thing for the people that they pretend to care about. I mean, the Democrats are still trying to figure out why they lost, when the reason why they lost is their identity politics game was, you know, people were tired of them pulling the card out and pretending that they cared about the black people, pretending that they cared about women and all the different groups that they divided us up in. Meanwhile, you look at their policies and the results of their policies, they don't care about these minority
nope.
groups. But you know what? And it's perfect for the Republicans. This is the perfect opportunity for the Republicans to push back against the Democrats and say, look, American people, look at the results of what they're doing. But instead, no, we got McCain and others, you know, acting like they're the garfish out of the Louisiana swamp. It's like I'm back in the Atchafalaya Basin, you know, because it's like McCain and Gramsci and all the rest of them care more about blaming and attacking Trump than they care about the American people. They're the hairballs clogging the drain of the swamp.
Oh, God. All right, that's good. That's something I have a cat. I know what a hairball looks like. It's disgusting. But, you know, the other thing that people have forgotten with all this, too, that mayor of New Orleans at the time of Katrina, there was something that came up with him. What was, he went to jail for corruption, right?
Oh, yeah, he did. Mayor Nagin, who, you know, what a lot of people don't know about Mayor Nagin is that the year before Katrina, there was another hurricane called Hector, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had the same evacuation plan. He told everybody, come to the dome. We're going to send everybody from the lower ninth in the project. Come there. We're going to have water. I'm going to have Lucky Dogs, which is our local hot dog. And then Hector ended up being no big deal, but a lot of the locals complained that they didn't like the Lucky Dogs. So then Nagin was like, you know what? Screw all y'all. You don't like what my plan, my evacuation plan? Now I'm going to send you to the Superdome next time there's a hurricane with nothing. No food, no water, no security.
Yep.
Nagin intentionally, you think about everything bad that happened in the Superdome. In terms of the rapes that happened, the starvation, the people with no water and no food, that was intentional by the Democrat mayor, and nobody even knew about it. And then worse, there was pictures of buses that were flooded that could have taken people out of the projects and gotten them out. There were Amtrak trains and others that were left completely empty. But it became Bush's fault. and then he hid for about a week. And then, of course, come to find out all the corruption, you know, he ended up in jail. He got what he had coming to him.
Yeah, but they didn't make mainstream media never made a big deal out of that either, did they? I mean, seriously.
No!
No,
neither did the Republicans.
Yeah. No, but we have always, to put it bluntly, we've always sucked at getting the message out. As far as Republicans go, I've always said this, we don't tell the good things we do, but we do eat each other up. I'm just amazed. A Republican firing squad is a circle of guys with guns facing inward. I'm amazed at how much we shoot at each other instead of trying to work with each other. McCain needs to go. There's a whole group of people that we need to push out, isolate, and make sure that they don't get any power, they don't get back in. But McCain's, you know, the old guard is, we're going to have to come against him hard to get him to move on, right?
Yeah, you know, what we need to do is, and I don't even know if it's, I don't know what all the, each state obviously has its own election rules and stuff. I don't really know where we're at in terms of the ability for each state to primary different people. I know in Arizona, there's somebody who said he's going to primary Jeff Flake. But clearly, I think McCain knows that he ain't coming back, whether or not there's a primary challenger or not. So I think he's decided to just, you know, completely go balls to the walls in terms of complete deep state undermining of President Trump. Shame on him when he's more concerned.
Andrea, pause it. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. We'll be right back with Andrea Kay. Don't go far.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'll ignore you, too. I don't pick it up during these kind of segments, and especially during the last segment, always. Listen, for anybody who actually cares, because I know some of you guys, every once in a while I get an email that says, why don't you do any entertainment news? Really? Seriously? Not interested. These are people who get paid big money to lie, right? I mean, think about it. You see them up on the screen, they get millions of dollars to play somebody they aren't. So, and why you listen to them when it comes to politics, I don't know. But Taylor Swift, the judge dismissed her case. If you don't know what that was all about, neither did I until a few minutes ago, and I don't really care. So there, that'll make a few of you happy. Let's make a few of you even more happier. Andrea Kaye joins me, and she's going to do every week, and actually she'll be filling in as a guest host from time to time. Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Apparently you didn't really understand the importance of that Taylor Swift case in terms of the world, in terms of politics. In fact, one of Eric Bolling's accusers cites that case as an example of how the men in America are all just a bunch I can't remember the word that she uses, but basically she cites that case as an example that men are basically just a bunch of misogynistic pigs who are out of control, and, you know, it's in how the American public and through policy and legislation needs to go after the American male.
God, we are. Listen, who was the entertainer recently that was in Germany? And I guess the German TSA type of agent that they have called her darling or sweetheart or something like that.
Oh, it was Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd. So let me, all right, so you as a woman, I mean, unless the guy was being a real jerk, but a lot of those older guys, that's their culture, right? That's their time, their era. And do you think he was being nasty with her at all?
No, I mean, I'm not familiar with the German culture that much, but I can tell you in the South, we're all about a flop and sugar. Everybody's sugar and sweetie and this and that, particularly in Louisiana. In fact, before I moved here from NOLA to San Diego, a friend of mine was like, look, you do realize in San Diego, not everybody kisses each other, you know, every time they see each other. You know, so, I mean, where I come from, it's like, why would you get angry at somebody for calling you sweetheart or having a verbal expression of an endearment? You know, what this is about, just like the Taylor Swift case and the Eric Bolling and other accusations, this is the left. Basically, it's just one more area of cultural Marxism in which they try to destroy the fabric of America. They try to continue on in the movement of identity politics, of assigning victimhood based upon their criteria. You're guilty first, you men in America, and now I guess men in Germany too, you're guilty first of being anti-woman, and everything that you say is seen and viewed through that lens, and then you got to prove that you're innocent. And to me, that's a really dangerous path we're going down, Joe.
Well, but this is not new, and it's been growing, and it's been underlying, and I do stories on a regular basis where I can't tell you at work if you come in, I say, hey, your hair looks nice today, if you're a female and I'm a male. Mm-hmm. I can't say I like your shoes. Hey, that dress, that color looks good on you. These are all microaggressions against women. We're now petrified as men to give a woman a compliment, even if it's heartfelt and real. They're really creating a problem. They're creating the problem in society, aren't they?
Well, yeah, especially since, let's be honest, women out there, if you're listening to me and you're liberal, you know that the reason why you spend more money than you should on your hair and on your clothes and at the getting Botox even when you're only 20 years old and all that, you know it's because you want to look good and you want to be admired by both sexes. So what? So but then you're going to want to bust somebody for giving you the compliment that you're working so hard to get? I mean, come on. If you don't want anybody to compliment you, then, you know, be honest about your looks. Don't bother to put on mascara. Don't bother to put on that sexy dress or spend money on those 4-inch heels that you don't know how to walk in. I mean, this is just absolutely absurd. You know, it's nothing but a gotcha game. And again, it's all about politics and cultural Marxism. And as a woman, I particularly resent it. Don't tell me I'm a victim just because some man calls me sweetheart. It's offensive to me as a woman.
You know, but I think you're a little off here. Have you seen some of those liberal women? I don't think they're spending a whole bunch of money on themselves, if you get my drift, okay? Just throwing it out there. Anyhow, I know you got to go be somewhere. Quickly tell people again where they can catch your show, where they can learn more about Andrea Kay.
Well, you can learn more about me at AndreaKayShow.com, and that's where you find out where my radio show is, which is here in San Diego on AM 1170, The Answer. Also, all my hits that I do all week, from One America News to Newsmax to my new show, West Coast Weekly, with Andrea Kay, and I'm super excited to become a part of your show, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, I am, too. I'm excited about what's going on in your life and what's going on with your show, and that we'll probably be doing a lot more together in the future. Have a good weekend, and I was going to tell you to enjoy your evening, but I know better. Yeah, you know, anyway, enjoy your weekend.
Right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. It was Andrea Kay, and listen, seriously, check her out. You know, she's got a great show. She also has, somebody said it earlier, that she has a live Facebook show during the week, too, as well. So just head over to her website. And all right, so this one just popped up. This is the one I had on the list, but I got to do this. I can't help myself. Apparently now, the Montclair State University, they're offering a weekly discussion group exclusively. Ready for this one? Exclusively for LGBTQ students who are fat identified. Now, what does that mean, fat identified? I mean, I'm fat. I'm actually considered obese. Not that I don't even, but I mean, medically, I'm considered obese. So the discussion group It's referred to as fab, fabulous, and big. It's just one of the several identity-related discussions. See, I don't get this. What do you mean identity-related? How about a reality-related? Fat is fat. Now, you want to crawl into a ball and go hide in the corner because somebody called you fat? Because you are? Just because you don't recognize yourself as fat doesn't mean you aren't. All right? I mean, just because you don't like the word doesn't mean you aren't. What would you prefer? These people just want to hide from it. The stories we've done over the last few nights about this kind of thing, they just want to hide from it. They don't want to deal with it. So it's just one of the several identity-related discussion groups put on by the school's LGBT. See, it's not a support group. Think about this. It's not a support group to help you get your weight under control, to help you become more healthy, to make sure you're eating the right things, you're doing the right things to help you. Think about it. I didn't say anything negative, right? Everything is about getting your life in order so that you can be healthy and you can be around for a while. And so your family can enjoy, should they enjoy having you around, but enjoy having you around a while longer. Nothing negative there. But the fact that they're even insinuating that you need the support group to help get your weight under control is what causes you to ball up in a little glob of tears. Now, if you're fat, I'm not saying embrace it and accept it. Especially if you have friends close to you, people who love you and care about you, and they see you're overweight, fix it. They're willing to work with you. Don't go to an identity-related discussion group to tell you how okay it is. And then even screw it down further, only for LGBTQ people. Why do fat LGBTQ people have different medical needs than fat? What are we being called today? Heterosexuals? Can we use that word? Okay. Really, think about it. So, again, why label it? Why does the non-labeling group keep labeling everything? They hate labels, but they label. Unless I'm confused, and labeling something is for LGBTQ only, it's not a label. I don't know. Maybe I am confused. According to the school's description, the fabulous and big discussion group is open to all LGBTQ individuals who describe themselves as bigger bodied, or fat identified. See, that word, that bothers me. You can't identify as fat. You cannot be, 25 years old and 92 pounds and identify as fat. You can't be 22 years old and 310 pounds and identify as skinny. I would identify you as mentally deranged if that's what you did. Okay? I was just joking with somebody the other day. My mother probably still calls me husky. Right? No, I am fat. I am overweight. I eat too much. I don't eat the right foods. And the only way I was able to blow off some weight and start to feel better about myself is by getting my intake under control. Now, again, as I've said before, if you honestly have a medical situation where you can't lose weight, where it's a problem, that's a different story, and you know it. You know where my heart's at. You know that's a different story. Anyway, according to the school's description, fabulous and big. I don't know. That kind of puts a positive spin on it, doesn't it? All right, the LGBTQ Center will offer a weekly discussion exclusively for queer and or trans people of color to explore their identities and the intersections between race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and gender identity, and bigness. Notably, of the 10 discussion groups offered by the LGBTQ Center, only 3 are open to all students, with the remaining 7 being closed to anyone who does not share the identity of that group. So, again, more segregation, right? Here's that music again. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about the issues with North Korea over the years. I'm Joe, senior host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.